Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We've turned off the money spigot. The words of Deputy HHS Secretary Jim O'Neill announcing all child care payments to Minnesota have been frozen. The action comes amid allegations of fraud on a massive scale. Assistant HHS Secretary Alex Adams.
My office, ACF, provides Minnesota $185 million in child care funds each year. That money should be helping 19,000 American children, including toddlers and infants. Any dollar stolen by fraudsters is stolen from those children.
HHS is demanding detailed information from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about child care centers that get federal dollars. That includes attendance records and licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections. Amid the heavy snow and ice and fierce winds that have buffeted the Great Lakes and the Northeast, now bone-chilling cold is settling in for a spell.
The northeastern quarter of the country will primarily be the focus for the coldest air as we go through the rest of the week. This will include New Year's Day and also the first couple of days of the new year.
Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service says you'd best bundle up if you'll be heading out to celebrate the new year. More than a million people may turn out in New York tonight to watch world-famous Times Square ball drop, and security surrounding celebrations in New Orleans will include hundreds of National Guard troops being deployed to help law enforcement keep people safe. Three hikers have been found dead on Southern California's Mount Baldy. Authorities say one of them, a 19-year-old man, had fallen some 500 feet. The Kennedy Center is ending the year with a new round of artists canceling scheduled performances after President Trump's name was added to the iconic cultural center. The institution's president suggests the performers are engaging in political theater. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFedCoin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFedCoin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cold start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 20s. As we head toward the afternoon, not as windy today. A mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 30s. Going to be cold for your New Year's Eve celebrations tonight and then staying cold on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 28 degrees in Perry Hall and 27 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott has announced the results of an investigation into the September 2024 fire in the city's underground conduit system. Forensic consultant RTI Group has determined that the fire at Charles and Pleasant Streets was caused by a combination of combustible gases that built up in a manhole and connecting ductwork before detonation. The resulting fire spread through the conduit system, causing damage and a power outage in much of the downtown area. Baltimore County Police have arrested a driver involved in a deadly pedestrian crash in Towson. The 21-year-old faces charges that include negligent manslaughter. The accident happened on November 12th along Towson Town Boulevard when a car struck Jordan Sachs, who was walking his dog. Sachs was taken to a hospital where he died, and his dog died at a nearby animal hospital. The driver remained at the scene of the crash. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 982, the pick 4, 0350. 6:04 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev. one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Now, the AFC North Championship Week begins in earnest today as the Ravens and Steelers hit the practice field. The rivalry has spanned 30 years, but Sunday night's game will mark the first time in rivalry history that both teams face a win-or-go-home scenario against each other in the season's final week. It came as somewhat of a surprise to head coach John Harbaugh.
It was a surprise. But then not a surprise when I thought about it for about 5 seconds, you know, because it's so darn competitive. Kind of goes back to what you're talking about. I mean, I'm assuming it's the only division that that's the case. I'll bet it is, if we were allowed to bet.
29 of 38 games between Harbaugh and Tomlin over the last 18 years have been decided by one score or less, and Tomlin leads Harbaugh over 39 head-to-head games, 22-17. Injury situation boils down to this. For Baltimore, it's about Lamar. Wait and see these next 2 days. For Pittsburgh, they know that DK Metcalf is out, and now word comes that massive tight end Darnell Washington is also out. Surgery on his broken arm yesterday. Wide receiver Calvin Austin is iffy at this point, but with the playoffs on the line, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin said TJ Watt could play coming back from that collapsed lung. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Steelers-Ravens game could be a swan song for one of the coaches. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Good morning, everyone. Nino Mangione here. You're listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Again, I'm Nino Mangione. I am filling in for the great Sean Casey. He's out on his holiday break. I believe he is back on Monday. I'll be in, I'm not sure who's in tomorrow, but I will be back in Friday. And Sean will take the helm again on Monday. So it is great to have you here. Happy New Year. I hope you all had a great Christmas and holiday season. So much to get to. I was thinking how we could try to be a little light. It's New Year's Eve. I'm sure lots of people have New Year's plans. Hope you have a great time tonight if you're celebrating or if you're staying in with friends and all that good stuff. I have a little bit of New Year's thoughts to add later in the show. But again, I wanted to do or maybe make the show a little more on the light side with some of the top 10 stories of the year, things like that. But you come across all these stories. You just, and nonstop social media, and obviously I'm a little bit of a political animal,
You go on Twitter, and you just can't help yourself with some of the national, some of the local. And on my podcast, actually, The Right Side, I air on Sunday nights here on WCBM. I have a little fun with that. I cover a lot of local, which will start the show in just a moment with what the hell's going on in Towson. We've talked about this many of times. But, yeah, I wanted to get and try to be a little light, but there's so much to cover today. Whether it's Towson, I'm going to run down the 2025 in the state of Maryland, the state of the state, so to speak. I'm going to touch on perhaps one of the most racist and disgusting videos out of this radical leftist grifting professor. You will not believe this woman. Another ingrate, ungrateful individual comes to America, and instead of thanking her lucky stars to have the opportunity, goes to these universities. She has comments about white people, white children even, that you will not believe. And the kicker is she is paid by the taxpayer of this particular state to get up there and spew this most racist, anti-white rhetoric. Probably some of the worst I've ever heard. We have that coming up. Let's see, what else do we have today? We have more. You know, I've been getting sidetracked with all the different content, the great calls. Actually, the phone number here, 410-922-6680. Again, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Over the last week or a couple days I've done the show, I've had a lot I wanted to discuss about what's going on in Minnesota, and I keep getting sidetracked by great calls and other content we've been covering. But I'll have more on that today and just really a whole litany of different issues. So, starting off, let's start off. The Baltimore Sun just reported, came out, that four longtime retailers are departing the Towson Town Center. This is from the Sun. At least three chain fashion retailers are leaving the Towson Town Center, with Tommy Bahama already cleared out. Banana Republic, wow, that's a big one, and Madewell departing. I'm not even sure what Madewell is. Departing in coming weeks. And then here's another sad one. In addition, Walk and Fuss Candy announced Monday that it is closing its Towson Town location effective immediately. Walk and Fuss. I grew up with Walk and Fuss right in Parkville. The mass exodus is the latest blow to the shopping center, which has suffered in recent years from youth violence. In November, a robbery and a stabbing there led to the arrest of four teens. Yeah, last month. Remember, thugs stabbed them in, stabbed the other in the juvenile with a screwdriver, I think, in the head. Incredible. That type of violence going on. I'm going to have my take on how we solve this problem in just a couple of moments. But for now, good morning. We want to check in with the one and only Chuck Whitaker in traffic. Oh, Chuck's not in. Uh-oh. Man, lucky. Chuck probably is sleeping in as he always, well, not usually. He's usually asleep at the wheel when he's on this show, but now we missed you, Chuck. And I've only gone one show without you, but we already miss you. But the weather today, cold start with temps in the 20s. Not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with the highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve, cold. And staying cold tomorrow. So, all right, we'll have to make a little bit of adjustment not having Chuck. So, plenty of time more for content and your calls. Again, 410-922-6680. If you have a take on what's going on in Towson, this mass exodus, again, the latest blow to the town center here, the mall, which in recent years continues to suffer from this violence. And last month in November, there was a robbery and a stabbing. I believe stole a watch right off somebody, stabbed one of them in the head with a screwdriver. So thank God the arrest of four teens. And this is at a time a county council member, it says here, called for mall management to be a stronger partner in maintaining a safe environment. Says the reasons for the departure now are unclear. This is the writer. Tariffs and inflation are stressing mid-market retailers such as Banana Republic and Tommy Bahama, potentially driving the closure trend, according to regional experts. I'm not sure if that's the case whatsoever about tariffs. I don't think that that has anything to do with it, but it is part of the discussion, and I understand that. I do. But Towson, let's be honest, the juvenile crime, for example, has been the major issue. I'm looking at this from a perspective as not only a candidate for the Baltimore County Council, but on our slate, the team that I've been working very hard to build, Pat Dyer, he is running for the Baltimore County Executive. He would be probably the best Baltimore County Executive Baltimore's ever had. He's our Republican teammate. Hopefully he wins that nomination and goes on. We win this election come November. But I'm going to try to put myself in the hypothetical as a county executive or a mayor, so to speak, of Baltimore County or of Towson. Public safety comes first, period. I mean, you can't save these retails and restaurants or the nightlife if the customers don't feel safe. That's the problem in every major city, and it's the same thing in Towson. You need zero tolerance for these repeat violent juvenile offenders. And that's what's happening now, and it's a Maryland problem also, but they're not just causing, loitering or being disruptive. They're actually repeat juvenile offenders, and that stems from the catch-and-release mindset of the Maryland General Assembly. But you have these small groups committing most of the chaos. If that's the case, identify them. We need to go after and charge them, keep them off the streets. This isn't, again, just a Towson problem. This is throughout the state. We need to let the police actually police. Towson is always, I went to Towson University. I love Towson. Dear place in my heart. There's always been a pretty solid police presence, actually, in Towson. But the thing is, visibility is not enough. Officers need the authority to stop, whether it's the loitering or trespassing and, break up groups causing these disturbances. And they need support from the politicians so they can make arrests without worrying whether they'll be second-guessed by those same politicians. And that's what happened thanks to the Democrat Party just a couple years ago. It was a national thing about defund the police, but it trickled all the way down to our local levels because they sent the message that it is the police that are the problem and not the juvenile thugs out there, not other criminals. You remember after some of these high-profile national events that occurred when the police became public enemy number one, and then the Maryland General Assembly, they went after the law enforcement, the Officers' Bill of Rights, the justice, what they call it, not juvenile justice. That was another issue, by the way. But they came after law enforcement when they should have been supporting law enforcement all along. That's why we see shortages in the police. Hundreds of officers short in the Baltimore County Police. Hundreds of officers short in the Baltimore City Police. You think it helps when you have politicians that don't have the back of law enforcement? But we need targeted enforcement in Towson, not blanketed policing. We need foot patrols, plainclothes officers, coordination with the mall and security during the peak hours. Nobody's saying to go around harassing people, but this is about control and making sure that we have a safe environment. And the juvenile crime, everyone knows, just like in Baltimore City, a lot of this problem is driven by the juvenile crime problem. And pretending otherwise is killing Baltimore City. It's killing Towson. It's the same problem throughout major cities like Chicago and others. It's time we start having mandatory intervention for these repeat offenders. And we've seen story after story in the state of Maryland of these ankle monitoring cases where even though they're under ankle monitor, the Department of Juvenile Services, they're not doing their job. They're getting out. Hell, I think one of them, I'd have to pull that story up. He was on an ankle monitor and he went in, I think, in Columbia and committed, did he commit murder? I'd have to go back and look. I mean, it was such a serious, heinous crime by somebody that was already being monitored. They need to enforce the curfews. I mean, we want to hold parents accountable when kids repeatedly commit crimes. That's, you know, part of the problem. The judges need to understand how important public safety, not just with their leftist ideology. I'm going to have more on this when we return. Right now, you are listening. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here. You are listening to Casey and Company. I'm filling in for the great Sean Casey. He is back again on Monday. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Right now, we're discussing there's been several big vendors moving out of Towson. I'm tying it all together with the crime problem and how we can improve the situation in Towson, and I just left off. These judges need to understand, and there are some good ones, but how important public safety is. But the problem is Annapolis. I mean, Annapolis ties our hands in so many situations, and it needs to continue to be called out publicly by people like myself on the radio, opposition politicians. And it needs to continue to be called out by you, the citizen, by the small business owners, the Marylanders who used to go to Towson Mall. I mean, I have to be honest, I did go to Towson Mall the other day. And it's like most of Towson, the infrastructure is fantastic. The mall is a great mall, but it's being disrupted by the individuals coming in there. Before we go any further, we want to check in with the weather update since Chuck Whitaker is home in bed. The update today, cold start with temperatures. This is the Fox Baltimore weather update. The cold start with temps in the 20s, not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun. Highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve, it's going to be cold and staying cold through tomorrow. That's the Fox Baltimore weather update. And we're going to continue here. So, you know, we need to be creative. We're talking about stores leaving, and some of this is on the mall, obviously, and or the management company who owns the mall, when it comes to how they promote new stores coming in. But from a state perspective, I mean, yeah, it would be nice if there was tax relief. That's another problem. I mean, it's just not a good place to do business in Maryland, is it? So much pressure coming from failed policies out of Annapolis when taxes, the regulations, they don't do the job to make it safe and work on the crime issue. But, yeah, I mean, immediate tax relief and lease support for some of these businesses willing to stay is obviously a strong recommendation. Security grants, there's been some of that, so I can't totally disregard the legislature's efforts in that when it comes to cameras and having the ability to help assist in that nature. But the empty storefronts, I mean, they invite more crime, so we can't have that. Towson, at the end of the day, I mean, this is a high-value economic district for Baltimore County. We need to make sure there's not loitering, enforced loitering laws, enforced curfews at the mall, trespassing, I mean, quality of life crimes that lead to bigger ones. We cannot apologize for protecting. This is the Baltimore County's economic engine, Towson. It's the center of county government. We have to make sure we do not let Towson completely disappear from what it once was. Yes, again, Annapolis is 100%. I mean, it's part of the problem. That's 100% correct. The soft on crime policies, the juvenile justice reform, hostile business regulations. So much uncertainty driven by the leftist ideology that comes out of that of the state capitol. If I were county executive, I mean, you'd have to publicly confront Annapolis. And there's failed policies. But the fact is, messaging matters, and we need to stop pretending that everything's fine. Admit there's a problem. Show more enforcement. Communicate weekly. Arrests, prosecutions, repeat offenders need to be removed. I mean, it's never going to be perfect, but we cannot, as I said, we cannot let Towson go the way of so many other places throughout this country where they were once great beacons for local, national economic powerhouses. We do not want to see that. So let's open up the phone calls here. The phone line's 410-922-6680. And Bill is calling in from Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to say that, first of all, thank you for Happy New Year to you, and thank you for hosting the show. I love your insights. But
Happy New Year to you.
I want to say, I don't have all the answers, but there's one thing I can tell you in the last couple of years, and I'm almost 67. I'm glad I'm on my way out, meaning not having to deal with this too many more years. But, because of time, our lifespans. But the thing of it is that you get the government you vote for. I don't feel sorry for anybody that lives in Baltimore City. I'm sorry to say that. I've heard him complain, and with all due compassion, I listen, blah, 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 the crime, the schools, blah, 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 blah. And in the end, that's all you end up finding yourself saying, blah, 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 because you voted the same people back in. Same with Baltimore County. Same with Montgomery County. Same with a lot of these counties. You know what? It's time to quit the insanity and stop screwing the taxpayer.
Bill, you make an absolutely perfect point there, and you do get the government you vote for. And if you want less crime, vote for politicians who don't allow criminals back on the streets. If you want lower taxes.
You had some great politicians running for mayor last time. There were some of them that were very, very good, but they got dismissed. And you know something else? I'll leave you with this. Anybody that comes up to you, people in Maryland ought to have the right and take the courses to be responsible, right to carry, conceal carry. Somebody comes up to you, tries to steal your car or whatever, fine. I'm sorry to say this. If you make adult decisions, and those are bad decisions, that you should suffer the adult consequences. And if that means shoot to kill, I don't like that, but so be it.
But
I'm tired of dealing with ankle monitors and sexual offenders in school. And when is the people going to wake up and stop taking this? Because they're paying for it in the tax money.
Bill, you're exactly right about the tax dollars here being spent. And what you said in the beginning of your phone call, I want to emphasize this. If you want less crime, you vote for politicians who don't allow criminals back on the street. If you want lower taxes and lower fees, stop voting in politicians like the Democrats and Governor Moore who have signed the record tax increases, record fees. You want less illegal immigration in your community. There are politicians, I mean, in this case, it's Republicans, but there are politicians who would vote and they would enforce the rule of law. You want accountability in education, then vote for politicians who will actually stop just with this funding that we talked about yesterday with Chris Papps not being accounted for. The results are abysmal, and yet nothing is done. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
Well, that's just it. I'll leave you with this. I'm tired of the race. In this state, you have a lot of race baiters. It's done everything. A lot of it is done on reparations. I don't know about you. None of my family. My family came from another part of the world just a little over 100 years ago. I'm tired of being sucked into this, that I had something to do with. You had something to this is
well, the, Bill, I agree with you. Happy New Year. Have to run. Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. It's time now we check in with Maggie Hunter and the local news.
Well, thanks. Good morning. First of all, a multi-vehicle crash on 95 northbound at the Chesico Overpass has three left lanes closed. Again, that's 95 northbound at the Chesico Overpass. Three left lanes are closed as a result of a multi-vehicle crash. Howard County Police say three suspects have been charged in connection with a series of vehicle break-ins. Investigators believe the 16, 18, and 19-year-olds from Baltimore may have targeted as many as 50 vehicles in Ellicott City and Columbia on Christmas Eve. Police spotted the suspects in a stolen vehicle on 100, and they bailed out of the car and fled on foot. Police used a drone with a thermal camera to track the suspects into a wooded area, and they were taken into custody. For now, the suspects are charged in at least 20 vehicle break-ins. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says new automated speed cameras will soon be in place around two school zones. On or about Monday, January 5th, cameras will be in place around Walter P. Carter Elementary Middle School and Lois T. Murray Elementary School on Argon Drive. Cameras will also be set up around Johnson Square Elementary School on Harford Road. The school zone speed cameras will operate Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. throughout the year. And Maryland is in the fifth most expensive state for household bills. According to online bill-paying platform Doxo, the state's median cost for a mortgage is just over $1,950. Renters averages close to $1,700 a month. Cable and internet costs are around $125, and electricity averages $150. California has the costliest bills, followed by Hawaii, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. The least expensive states for household bills include West Virginia, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up, a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-690-6464. That's 800-690-6464. Again, that's 800-690-6464.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cold start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 20s. As we head toward the afternoon, not as windy today. A mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 30s. Going to be cold for your New Year's Eve celebrations tonight and then staying cold on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The two coaches, Mike Tomlin in his 19th year with Pittsburgh, John Harbaugh in his 18th with Baltimore. For one of these coaches, this could be their last game. Tomlin first on how his view of Sunday night is.
It is an honor, man, to be in these games, to be in these hotly contested matchups. It seems like Baltimore is always a dance partner. I certainly am respectful and appreciative of that relationship and some of the historic things we've been able to do.
Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, John Harbaugh's perspective as he prepares the Ravens for Sunday night.
You got to go play the type of game that can beat a really good football team in their stadium. You know, really, when the stakes are really high, you know, and I know they feel the same way. But it's our responsibility to take care of us, take care of our business, play our game the way we play it, you know, and to execute it the way we need to execute it to get the job done. Keep it simple. Go play hard. Go play well.
Fan bases in both cities restless over the state of their teams. Pittsburgh hasn't won a playoff game in 9 years. Ravens have under-delivered on a Super Bowl or bust season. Other Ravens news, Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda have made the cut again. Two of 15 Hall of Fame finalists for the second year in a row. Both players are Super Bowl champions. Suggs an NFL defensive MVP. Seven-time Pro Bowler. Yanda on the 2010s NFL All-Decade team and an eight-time Pro Bowler. Elsewhere in the league, this one out of New England, former Terp Stephon Diggs facing a felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault from an alleged incident occurring on December 2nd. The charges were filed by a woman who was working as his private chef. Orioles news, Zach Eflin speaking to the media for the first time since re-signing with the Birds, rehabbing from back surgery, was asked when he thought he'd be ready for 2026.
As of now, like my goal is to be ready for opening day for the first start of the season. You know, it could change. I don't know. We still have another month and a half to go until I get to spring, but I feel better than I ever have in my life, and I'm fully prepared to, you know, be ready for that first week of the season.
Eflin's season cut short last year, missing the final 2 months. NBA news, the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic dodging a bullet yesterday. MRI on his knee proved negative. Jokic, who's averaging a triple-double on the year, will still miss 4 weeks. The time now is 6:36. When we return, Steelers Radio goes off on John Harbaugh.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
So, Nino, you know how it is. When it's your guy, you can diss him all you want, right? You can criticize him all you want. But when somebody else criticizes him from another town, you, like, come to his defense, right?
That's the same with politicians, right? We don't like any of the politicians, but we like our guy.
Right, we like our guy because he's our guy.
He's our guy.
All right, so take a listen to this cut from 93.7 in Pittsburgh. This is after the New England game that the Ravens, of course, lost.
If John Harbaugh wasn't a nincompoop, they win that game. They have now blown, Mark, 12 games when leading by 11-plus points in the fourth quarter since 2021. No team in the history of the NFL has blown that many leads of that nature in such a short period of time. So when we're all getting Christmas gifts for our loved ones and our friends this holiday season, make sure we all Steelers fans send something to John Harbaugh.
Okay, that's all true. Nothing he said in there wasn't true. But that's our guy.
That's our guy.
So we got to come to his defense. So my thought, Nino, is what about us sending a Christmas gift to Mike Tomlin for the Cleveland game? I mean, he basically handed it to Baltimore.
You sure did. I mean, Cleveland, their record's abysmal right this year. But to both of those guys' credits, I mean, I'm no football expert, but Harbaugh and Tomlin, have been there and produced lots of victories for years. And both have Super Bowls, and it's like, but that is one stat that I think we talked about not looking back, but it's hard not to look. How many games was that where they blew a fourth quarter lead?
Apparently 12 in the last 5 years or so, which is unthinkable. Right? Yes. I mean, especially with our defense, our history, you know.
And an MVP quarterback for many of those games, although he's been injured. But, yeah.
You know, but that's part of the thing, though. It's funny you say that, because when you blow a fourth quarter lead like that, it's twofold. Your defense blew the lead, but your offense probably didn't score.
Sure.
So, and if you go back and look at those fourth quarter blown leads, tally up the number of points the Ravens offense
scored.
Some
of them were hefty leads, too.
Yeah. 12-15.
Yeah.
And the Buffalo game was a 20-point lead one point. So it's crazy. The what-ifs.
Yeah. I love filling in for Sean Casey, although the hours are tough. But Sean changed his schedule. He's actually back Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So
he is.
Now
okay.
I can watch the game and not have to worry about waking up in 2.5 hours.
Not like me.
Yes, that's true. You do have that luxury on Monday.
But don't diss my guy, okay? Don't diss my guy.
He's our guy.
All right.
Thank you, Gary. We'll check in with you in a bit.
So, all right, lots to get to today. Which direction do we want to take this? Again, 4-1, Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. The phone number here to call in, 410-922-6680. We already discussed Towson, what can be done. We actually received an email in from James. Let's see. Good morning, all. You mentioned cameras in the malls. The problem with cameras is, for the most part, they are only good for after the fact. Even if the results in an arrest, nothing happens, especially when it comes to juveniles. Happy New Year. James, he's in North Carolina, I believe, formerly from Crofton. And you're not wrong. However, it is another tool in the toolbox. And if we have the cameras that later lead to prosecutions, that's obviously a big plus. But you're right. Nothing comes most of the time to these juveniles. And that stems from one of the main points I was making earlier, which is all due to the failed policies out of Annapolis. So I want to talk about this story that I just came across this morning. What a headline, or what a story out of Fox News. We keep hearing about housing and the cost of housing. And yes, things are expensive, and this is certainly an issue. I mean, Maggie Hunter actually just did, in the state of Maryland, she just did a story on the local news about the cost of living here when it comes to energy and all the utility bills, and the things just pile up. But here is one that we didn't hear about from our comptroller, with the comptroller report that came out in Maryland just a few months ago, highlighting how expensive housing is. Well, Housing and Urban Development Secretary under President Trump, Scott Turner, he slammed the Biden administration for what he called an illegal immigration and refugee crisis that rattled the housing market, particularly for low-income renters. Yep. Though some analysts dispute the findings, well, we'll get to that in just a second. Who would have thought flooding our country with millions of illegal aliens, tens of millions of illegal aliens over the years, would lead to this crisis? Duh. Every 2 years, HUD releases its what's called the Worst Case Housing Needs Report, considered basically the agency flagship assessment of the state of the housing market for low-income Americans and how many lack affordable and adequate housing. The report serves as the nationwide barometer of housing stress and shows whether the availability of affordable housing is improving or worsening and who may be hurting by the current conditions, which Congress then uses this report to craft policy going forward. Well, Secretary Turner told Fox News, I mean, man, there are some damning findings here in this year's assessment, and he places the blame right on the policies of former President Joe Biden and his immigration crisis. Again, it's obvious, it's common sense. You flood the border with people with very little resources. Doesn't mean they're all terrible human beings, but number one, they're illegal alien. Number two, they shouldn't be here. Number three, they have no resources. And number four, the taxpayer gets the shaft and has to pay for it. These people end up living somewhere. They end up using our schools. They end up using, in these cases, what we find out, some of the public housing. And it creates a crisis. I'm going to have a lot more on this story when we come back. But for now, I'm going to check in with a Fox Baltimore weather advisory update. Today, cold to start with temperatures in the 20s. Not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s. Tonight, the New Year's Eve, cold, 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 and staying cold through tomorrow. So that's the Fox News, Fox Baltimore News winter weather update. So, quote, the unchecked illegal immigration and open border policies allowed by the Biden administration continue to put significant strain on housing, pricing out American families. That's Secretary Turner. These policies have plagued America's housing market, but in President Trump's with President Trump, Americans finally have a leader fighting to restore sanity to American immigration policy. So then there's Jenna Stauffer. She's with the Global Real Estate Advisors at the Sotheby's International Realty of Key West. If she's with Key West, it's not really mainstream way of gauging the real estate market. Key West is kind of higher end niche market there. But she told Fox Digital she thinks immigration, she didn't think immigration was the primary driver of the housing mess we're in. She says housing affordability, quote, has been unraveling for years, and the problem we're dealing with goes way beyond any one factor. Quote, we've really been underbuilding for almost two decades. After the Great Recession, construction basically stalled, and it took years to recover. But some estimates, says here, the U.S. is short, she says, 4 to 7 million homes, and that long-term shortage is a core issue beyond today's affordability challenge. Well, 4 to 7 million homes, how many millions of illegal aliens have come in? It absolutely is part of the discussion here. HUD's 2025 report found the increased immigration has driven up housing prices, and that the unrestricted nature of the influx has both strained the housing market and priced out many American families. The report found that an estimated 15 million illegal immigrants, 15 million illegal immigrants constitute 30% of all foreign-born residents. And Secretary Turner added that HUD took away the federal housing authority-backed mortgages from illegal immigrants offered during the Biden administration, saying the former president turned a blind eye to the issue. Listen to these numbers. In California and New York, immigrants have accounted for 100% of all rental growth and over one-half of all growth in owner-occupied housing in recent years, the report found. While nationally, the foreign-born population, listen to this one, the foreign-born population accounted for more than 60% of the growth in rental demand. And how much of that foreign-born is illegal? Nationwide, the foreign-born population, again, accounts for two-thirds of the rental demand growth. Quote, this further demonstrates that non-citizen households are paying an increasing role in the household growth that is straining the affordable housing supply. And that's according to the 109-page report. The agency found that without the migrant surge, housing inventory pressures would have been far lower and prices would not have climbed as sharply, noting that roughly 784,000 fewer households would have formed over that period. Worst case housing reports have been released regularly since 1991, but the 2025 findings mark a sharper warning about illegal immigration and the crisis and the impact on these numbers. Back in August, Secretary Turner, he ordered an audit of every public housing authority seeking data on verifying the citizenship of those living in subsidized housing. Looking forward to that report, because God knows what that could be. You're paying for it. It says, quote, no longer will illegal aliens be able to leave citizenship boxes blank or take advantage of HUD funding housing, riding the coattails of the hardworking American citizen. Think about that. According to the secretary, they were able to leave blank whether or not they're actually a citizen. I mean, that's the thing. You criticize some of this, you're deemed a racist or a xenophobe, where all we're saying is that we've, and this has been the case throughout American history, it's not a knock on immigrants, it's not a knock on people of different backgrounds. It's simply saying we want people that have come to America with a little something, and then have the ability to add to the country, not just simply come here. So the hardworking man or woman that I saw driving this morning to work at 4:30 in the morning has to work two or three jobs to pay for somebody that came here from Central America illegally to have a place to live. It's ridiculous. Quote, currently HUD only serves one out of four eligible families due in part to the lack of enforcement of the prohibition against federally funded assistance to illegal aliens. Vice President J.D. Vance actually highlighted, says here, 6 months of zero
illegals released into our country. So this is a, I mentioned this on the show yesterday, President Trump, his policies with illegal immigration have been a huge success. So here, quote, 6 months of zero illegals released into our country, 2 million illegals removed, rents have dropped for the fourth straight month. Coincident? I think not. That's what Secretary Turner said, and Vance echoed what the agency ultimately would find in its reports, remarking that the connection between illegal immigration and the skyrocketing housing costs is as clear as day. And then Maxine Waters, she chimed in, of course. She makes it about, quote, abandoning HUD's legal obligation to eliminate housing discrimination in the United States. The only people being discriminated against, as I just said, are the Americans that are footing the bill and the Americans that are not, whose fathers and grandfathers fought in World War II and need a little bit of help, are not able to get the assistance because somebody snuck across the border and they're getting the help because of people like you, Maxine Waters. We need you to get out of Congress. Nino Mangione, I'm filling in Sean Casey. You are listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Kim Klasick Show.
Public schools are not doing their job. They don't care that they aren't doing their job because they've been receiving the funding. I just can't imagine the teachers union, who's in charge of the blueprint and everything else that goes on with the public school. I can't imagine that they're going to look at charter schools that are actually doing a decent job and say, you know what, we're going to give them more money. Take some of our budget and we're going to put it into the charter school aspect. It's not going
to
happen.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Nino Mangione here, filling in for Sean Casey, KC and Company. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Before we go any further, let's check in with the local Fox Baltimore weather advisory update. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s, not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s. Tonight, your New Year's Eve, well, if you're outside anywhere, it's going to be cold and staying cold through tomorrow. So that's the Fox Baltimore Weather Advisory Update. And I am going to give you an update. Kim Klasick is coming on later today, I believe. Do we know if Kim, she's in today, I think, right? Michelle? I think so. Well, she, on that promo there, that promo cut, just mentioned about Baltimore City Schools. Yesterday, I had Chris Pabst on, a fascinating interview. He wrote an incredible book on this topic. And then just yesterday, it hit the internet, the website there, Fox's Baltimore's website, on a topic here of Baltimore City Schools. The headline reads, "To Change Curriculum Amid Federal Discrimination Investigation." So listen to this one. I believe it's the only, it's certainly the only school in the state, it may be the only one in the country, that
is Baltimore City Public Schools is having to modify parts of its curriculum and staff training because it's under a federal civil rights investigation by the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights, and it centers, listen to this one, around allegations of anti-Semitism within the school system. Federal officials say the changes may be insufficient and are emphasizing a need to refocus school on academic fundamentals like reading and math. Huh, who would have thought maybe knowing how to read, knowing how to do math would actually be part of the curriculum in school? Part of the focus for the students. Reading and math. How about a little science? Instead, they're letting anti-Semitism run wild in the school. We talked all the 8 o'clock hour yesterday about the proficiency numbers. We talked about grade fixing, ghost students, all the problems, when it's really pretty simple. Emphasize reading, emphasize math, basic writing skills. But anyway, the story goes on. It says in August, the U.S. Department of Education launched the investigation into claims that Baltimore City Public Schools tolerated repeat incidents of anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination, and they failed to adequately discipline staff involved in confirmed misconduct. Can you imagine if there was racist behavior going on? I'm sure that there would have been action. Racist behavior going on, I guess, against a black student. Of course, and there should be. But when it came to anti-Semitism, looks like harassment and discrimination was failed to be dealt with. This is currently the only public announced K-12 anti-Semitism investigation by the Department of Education, though there are probes ongoing at college and university campuses. Allegations cited in the complaint include a student allegedly telling a Jewish classmate that all Jews should die. A teacher, here we go, teacher's not focusing on reading and math. The teacher allegedly threatened to go, quote, all Nazi on students. The school system reportedly confirmed the teacher's misconduct, but did not take any disciplinary action. According to the complaint, the education department has not disclosed when the incidents occurred, how widespread the behavior may be across the district. So the response from the education secretary, Linda McMahon, she was confirmed back in March, the 13th Secretary of Education under President Donald Trump. She criticized the district and she argues that the schools are prioritizing. I've said this time and time again. It comes out of Annapolis again. They prioritize, unfortunately, the ideological, the political nonsense over, she says, core academic instruction, calling this trend dangerous. And she's exactly right. She then went on to state that any anti-Semitism originating from teachers or administrators should result in termination. That's exactly right. And then she says that schools should focus on reading, writing, and math, not ideological indoctrination. Again, simple common sense stuff here. She emphasized that creating a safe, welcoming environment is essential for student success. Baltimore City, they actually responded to this, basically, well, how did they respond? By declining an interview, but issued a statement saying it is fully cooperating with the federal investigation. It remains committed to an inclusive, respectful school environment. While awaiting the investigation outcomes, the district said it has required staff to complete fair practices training, including respecting religious diversity. Partnered with Facing History and Ourselves, I'm not sure what that is, to provide professional development on civil discourse, navigating sensitive topics. I'm not sure what's really that sensitive. You simply just can't threaten individuals with violence because they're Jewish. Pretty straightforward. They've begun incorporating this training into the social studies curriculum. Academic performance context, federal officials highlight the investigation against the backdrop of the very low academic outcomes. So you have anti-Semitism, you have this stuff going on. There's no action being taken. This all on top of only 12% of the students proficient in math, 31% proficient in English. These are the lowest proficiency rates in Maryland, according to the state data. And the secretary, McMahon, argues improving literacy and math skills should be the district's top priority alongside ensuring student safety and inclusion. So really, what's the takeaway here? Baltimore City Schools under serious federal scrutiny for this. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. We're back with a lot more in just a minute.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid allegations of fraud on a grand scale, the Trump administration has suspended all child care payments to Minnesota.
I spoke directly with the director of the Minnesota Child Care Services office. She could not tell me with confidence whether those allegations of fraud are isolated or whether there's fraud stretching statewide.
Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Adams says Minnesota gets about $185 million in federal child care funds each year. HHS is demanding Minnesota Governor Tim Walz provide detailed information about federally funded child care centers in the state. Meanwhile, Minnesota Republicans are clamoring for Walz to step down. The snuffling and sniffling, the aches and pains, and what to do to bring down that fever. It's that time of the year, and this year, correspondent Bill Alexander says, the flu is coming on strong.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have been at least 7.5 million flu cases this season, as well as at least 81,000 hospitalizations and 3,100 deaths. The CDC says 32 jurisdictions are showing high or very high levels of the flu. Jurisdictions include all 50 states and some territories, as well as the District of Columbia and New York City.
Where tonight it's the traditional Times Square ball drop to ring in 2026, more than a million people are expected to turn out. New York Mayor Eric Adams says, we're ready.
We will have plainclothes, K-9 teams, officers on horsebacks, on our trains, subway stations, and in helicopters and on boats. Pedestrians and vehicle closures will be in effect leading up to and during the event. Security is everyone's responsibility. Again, see something, say something, do something.
Dow futures down 71 points. NASDAQ futures off 68. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So PureTalk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank PureTalk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that PureTalk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at PureTalk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Happy New Year.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's a look at the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cold start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 20s. As we head toward the afternoon, not as windy today. A mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 30s. Going to be cold for your New Year's Eve celebrations tonight and then staying cold on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Bel Air and 25 in Owings Mills. At 7:03, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A multi-vehicle crash on 95 northbound at the Chesico Overpass still has three left lanes closed. Also, Brandon Scott has released his 2026 legislative priorities ahead of the General Assembly session, which will begin on January 14th. The mayor says he knows lawmakers will face hard choices to balance the budget, but the city city is committed to working toward bringing home the resources and policies that residents need and deserve. And thousands of revelers are expected to ring in 2026 at the Inner Harbor tonight. The New Year's Eve Spectacular will feature fireworks, entertainment, vendors, ice skating, and family-friendly programming, with the festivities starting at 6 p.m. and continuing through the midnight fireworks show. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 299, the Pick 4, 0859. It's 7:04 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The DK Metcalf factor will play a big role in this game Sunday night. The talented wide receiver torched the Ravens in the first game between the Ravens and Steelers, 7 for 148, stretching the field all night. But his suspension cost the Steelers the Browns game, and he'll miss Sunday night as well. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on what that means for Baltimore's defense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at who's in and who's out for sure. I mean, obviously, DK Metcalf, you know, that's a look at the trouble he gave us in the first game. So that's you factor it. You factor Washington, whether he can play or not, for sure. Austin, whether he can play or not, for sure. Those are big playmakers for them.
In fact, Darnell Washington, the tight end that Harbaugh mentioned, has been ruled out for the game with a broken arm suffered against the Browns. Meanwhile, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin has noticed a change in the Ravens' pass coverage since game one.
From a defensive perspective, it looks like they're minimizing some of their man-to-man since the last time we played them. We had some big plays in one-on-one circumstances. It looks like they've pivoted a little bit and worked to minimize some of that schematically. They're more zone defenses than they were the last time.
In fact, Metcalf, after the first game, had mentioned that the Ravens going one-on-one with him was a gift. Orioles news right-hander Zach Eflin back in the fold, zooming with the media yesterday, answering the question, why the back surgery last year?
I only heard it probably 10 years ago, and throughout my entire career, it's kind of just progressively gotten worse. And I never thought I'd get to the point where I needed surgery. I've pretty much been on the IL every year of my career at some point for my back during the year. And this is the first year that I haven't been able to manage it.
In another part of the interview, Eflin said he hopes to be ready for opening day. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland's sports czar is out of a job. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Nino Mangione here. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. You can email us in
AM 680 at WCBM.com and the text line on the WCBM mobile app that you can access through the app on your Android or Apple. You just go in there, download the app, and there's a button where you can just text away, and I'll get it here in studio. So lots to get to this hour. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit. I have coming up more in Minnesota, this mayor of Mogadishu, a.k.a. Jake Frey. Man, what a disgrace this guy is. We have, I'm going to run down, actually I might start this hour. I'm going to start this hour with my state of the state in Maryland. Just a year in review. This, unfortunately, I mean, this is the state of affairs that we are in. This is not a positive here. But I'm going to run down, starting off with how Governor Moore has proven himself, unfortunately, I mean, worse than O'Malley, the worst governor, I would say, in Maryland's history. He and the Democrat supermajority in the legislature have absolutely destroyed Maryland. 2025, it was awful. And the 2026 promises are to be worse. The Democrats have created a Maryland recession with their big spending, with the far-left policies. Was 24, you ask yourself, really, you have to ask yourself, was 2025 the worst year in our state's history? I mean, look, major deficit. The state faced a significant projected budget shortfall of $1.49 billion due to the irresponsible runaway spending from the governor and the Democrats. The incredible tax increase where the governor and the supermajority imposed the $1.6 billion tax increase on Marylanders in 2025. This after Governor Moore increased 338 fees. Such a downturn when it comes to our rankings. We dropped significantly in business rankings, 32nd, largely due to increased taxes and unaffordability. Declining business climate. I mean, Maryland was ranked the fifth worst state to start a business in 2025 by WalletHub, citing high labor costs, expensive office space, significant tax burdens. And you look, the tax system, I mean, the pressures here, advocates pushed for tax reform to address revenue gaps, highlighting the burden on working families. What do they get? Well, tax increases and fees. Losing population. Maryland has been losing an average of 40,000 people per year to states with lower costs of living due to the taxes and the fees imposed by the Maryland Democrats. Crime and public safety. Citizens increasingly concerned over crime, particularly violent offenses. I mentioned earlier about the juveniles, juvenile-related issues, alongside major, you know, fentanyl, opioid use. And now Maryland Democrats pushing to end the 287G cooperation between ICE and local law enforcement, which will allow more violent illegal aliens to continue to run wild in Maryland. Terribly mismanaged government. What did we discover in 2025 here? Several Maryland state agencies faced intense scrutiny following these audits that revealed, I mean, you're talking deep-seated financial mismanagement. Unauthorized spending, critical operational failures. If you look, I mean, let's run down some of these major agency mismanagements here. Well, before we do that, actually, let's check in. We're going to do a Fox News, Fox Baltimore News weather advisory update. Cold start today with temperatures in the 20s, not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve, cold and staying cold through tomorrow. That is the Fox Baltimore winter weather advisory update. And now I want to get back into the update on how terrible things are going in the state of Maryland. Before I do that, I want to remind you the call-in number, 410-922-6680, is the call-in number. Remember, you can email in You can also text in on the WCBM app. Don emails in, has a plan to balance. He's talking about Governor Stolen Valor. Has a plan to balance the Maryland budget. He will steal the construction money for the Freddie Gray Bridge. All right, Don, thank you for the email. All right, where was I? Back to the mismanagement under Governor Moore and the 2025 audits that have come out. And then, to his credit, I mean, it is under his watch. Some of these issues may have been happening prior, but the State Highway Administration, for example, the September 2025 audit by the Office of Legislative Audits found that the State Highway Administration knowingly charged $360 million in unauthorized expenses to federal projects to conceal a deficit in the state's transportation trust fund. Then you have the Social Service Administration and the Department of Human Services, where the 2025 audit revealed that 10 foster children were housed in guardianship homes with 7 registered sex offenders. And this is your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. Additionally, listen to this one. Additionally, nearly 300 children were placed in hotels under unlicensed supervision at a cost of over $10 million during which a 16-year-old child died while under supervision. The Department of Health, you have here, audits continue to identify fiscal issues, including $1.4 billion in missing federal reimbursements for COVID-19 programs. Findings also included paying Medicaid funds to deceased individuals and overpaying contractors by hundreds of millions. The Department of General Services auditors flagged a lack of oversight in building leases, where millions in tax dollars were spent on deals that were not properly evaluated for state advantage. The Department of Information Technology, DOIT as it's called, the agency's leadership has been criticized for incompetence and comfort with waste. That's a direct quote. In managing IT contracts, with some officials calling for the replacement of the department secretary, a failing, we highlighted this yesterday, a failing public education system, where Maryland's education system faces significant problems despite the record level funding, with 2025 data highlighting severe proficiency gaps and enrollment fraud concerns. I mean, look, Maryland's academic performance crisis, if you look at the math proficiency collapse in 2025, state testing, the MCAP, revealed that 23 schools in Maryland had zero students test proficient in math. I'm going to say that again to you. 23 schools in Maryland had zero students test proficient in math. An additional 15 schools had only one proficient student. That's unbelievable. 38 schools with that level of failure. Yet those 38 schools are heavily funded by your tax dollars. Baltimore City failures in 13 of the Baltimore's 33 high schools. Not a single student who took the state math exam scored proficient. Only 12% of Baltimore City schools were proficient in math overall in 2025, the lowest rate in the state. Reading and literacy. Approximately 80% of Baltimore elementary schoolers were not proficient in English, according to the recent reports that U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, as I did the story earlier, characterized the situation as catastrophic. A catastrophic failure of accountability. Fiscal and operational failures in education. I mean, this funding disconnect, ladies and gentlemen, despite an extra $2 billion in state and local funding between 2023 and 2025, graduation rates increased by only 1%. 1%, that's what you're getting for your money. $2 billion, 1%. missing students. We discussed this as well yesterday. Maryland taxpayers paid an estimated $168 million in 2024 to educate students categorized as, quote, whereabouts unknown. So since 2019, the state has reportedly received nearly $990 million. So $1 billion for students who were unenrolled or missing from the classroom. So let me repeat that again. Since 2019, the state has reportedly received nearly $1 billion for students who were unenrolled or missing from classrooms. I mean, as a member of the House of Delegates, as a taxpayer, as a citizen, I personally, when I just follow what's going on in our state, I mean, I'm very concerned for Maryland's future. You should be as well. We have been terribly managed. I mean, insufficient state government. And I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry we can't do more as Republicans. We try. We do. But the far left has total control. The Democrats have the supermajority. They have the governorship. They have almost every seat in Congress in this state, and they're coming for Randy Harris, or at least Governor Moore wants to. They own this, and we're all paying the price for it. You're listening to Nino Mangione on Casey and Company WCBM 680. More on this, Minnesota, and other topics when we return.
Ready to make this the year you truly feel better? Start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating you with their New Year savings. Save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue Supplements with the code NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, or Orasine for more consistent, all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four more bottles and get 40% off, just go to res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com with the code NEWYEAR40. Now's the time to take a smart step toward feeling your best with 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements at res-q.com using the code NEWYEAR40. Don't wait. Make this the year you prioritize your wellness with Rescue.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey this morning. Casey and Company, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. I hope everyone is having a great morning, and I wish you all a happy new year, 2026. I'm running down. I mean, it's always exciting to have a new year, but I'm running down the year 2025 from a Marylander's perspective. It's not pretty. Not pretty at all. Either is the weather with the Fox Baltimore winter weather update here. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s. Not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s tonight. Well, your New Year's Eve celebration is going to be cold and staying cold through tomorrow. That is the Fox Baltimore winter weather update. So I was just closing up here as a member, you know, concluding on this piece that as a member of the House of Delegates, a taxpayer in this state, a very concerned citizen about the future of Maryland, we have a terribly managed, inefficient state government. We now have, you know, the direction that we're heading. So now we have a new Speaker of the House, a very liberal Speaker of the House. One of her top priorities was reparations, for God's sakes. Overriding the governor's veto recently, we have the Senate president who's prioritizing, I mean, the state Senate president is prioritizing getting rid of 287G. I covered that extensively yesterday. I mean, it is a priority of the state the president of the state Senate to say, yes, let's have more legal aliens in this state. Let's let them run wild in this state. Let's take away resources and tools from law enforcement to fight this illegal behavior or these illegal actions. That's his priority. I mean, the far left has total control. Total control of what is going on, and we are all paying the price. It's beyond time that Marylanders need to wake up and take their state back before we reach a point of no return, and we are close. I mean, have no doubt about it. Maryland is in a recession, and we have a recession in management, a recession in leadership, and in many cases, it's just a flat-out recession in common sense. Westmore and the Democrats, they have crammed all of this down our throats. It is time, as Marylanders, we have to unite. And, you know, the theme song Sean Casey plays in the beginning of the show, I mean, we're not going to take it anymore. That's really what needs to happen. And you independent voters out there, I mean, I know some of the far-left liberal Democrat voters, they're gone. It's hard to get them back, regardless of how bad things get. But independent voters and Republican voters, you have to be motivated to make a change in this state. Because change can happen. There is a difference a leader makes, whether it's governor. There is a massive difference a legislature makes from a supermajority of Democrats, far-left Democrats, to even a veto-proof Republican House or Senate. I mean, a difference is huge. And that's my next story for you that I want to run down, is what a difference a president makes. Yes, because it can be done. You need a new direction when it comes to leadership. And that's what happened in 2025 after the historic reelection and victory over the worst president we've ever had, Joe Biden. And as we close 2025, it's undeniable that America, and this should and could happen in Maryland, but America is far better off than it was on January 19th, 2025, Biden's last day. I mean, the Washington establishment, they mocked the very idea that Donald Trump could walk back into office and immediately turn this state or the state of things around. I mean, Direct Line News, this is a great piece. It really highlights here. I mean, they said the economy was too fragile, the grid too unstable, our foreign policy too strained, our domestic division too deep for any president, let alone Trump, to improve things meaningfully. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, not even a full year later. You just have to look at the scoreboard. It tells a very different story, a clear story, a story that the media really refuses to narrate here. But many of us are living this every day when it comes to, I mean, let's start, the economy. Trump, he ran on the simple premise that Americans deserve relief from inflation and the chaos from the previous administration, and he's delivering on that. Absolutely, President Trump is delivering on that. By mid-2025, his administration, deregulation, the push there, you had Republican in Congress. Again, that's what I'm saying. The supermajority Democrats in Maryland, what would get record tax increases? Republican-led Congress. Tax and spending reform. Remember the one big, beautiful bill. The largest conservative economic package since Reagan. It made the 2017 tax cuts permanent. Slashed the green subsidies. Reintroduced Medicaid work requirements. Tighten the SNAP rules. expanded business deductions, restored incentives for real productivity rather than the government spending. At the same time, the administration pursued a regulatory rollback Washington hasn't seen in decades. Stacks of the absolute climate bureaucracy nonsense came down. Energy producers that were long treated as environmental criminals were given the green light to resume production. We're seeing, I mean, gas prices are falling. Interior reopened federal lands for oil, gas, and mineral development. Let's see. Meanwhile, Republicans on Capitol Hill, they passed the defense authorization. It's the largest in American history, giving troops a pay raise, dismantling the DEI bloat in the Pentagon. I mean, Trump just came in and took a chainsaw to anything that deals with DEI, which in itself is one of the, I mean, that's part of the legacy right there. He reaffirmed U.S. readiness in what is a very volatile world. Major wins for law and order and transparency. I'm going to break down this entire list when we come back. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and company, let's check in with our friend Maggie Hunter in the local news.
Thanks. Good morning. A multi-vehicle crash on northbound 95 at the Chesico overpass has three lanes closed in that area. Morgan State University's magnificent marching machine will be performing in the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day. The marching band will take on a 5.5-mile journey through Pasadena, California, before hosting a celebration dinner dance. On Friday, the band will spend the day at Disneyland and Disney California Adventure Park, and they return to Baltimore on Saturday. This year's Rose Bowl game features Indiana against Alabama in the college football playoff quarterfinals. An Elk Ridge woman has been arrested after she allegedly rammed a Virginia State Police vehicle and led police on a pursuit into Maryland. 24-year-old Naturi Hayes is facing first-degree assault, aggressive driving, and other traffic-related charges in the Monday night incident. Investigators say Hayes struck the Virginia State Police vehicle, causing it to hit a concrete barrier. The trooper was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. Hayes then led police into Prince George's and Howard counties before crashing near Washington Boulevard and Meadow Ridge Road. She fled on foot but was arrested without incident. Brandon Scott has announced the results of an investigation into the September 2024 fire in the city's underground conduit system. Forensic consultant RTI Group has determined that the fire at Charles and Pleasant Streets was caused by a combination of combustible gases that built up in a manhole and connecting ductwork before detonation. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a pedestrian crash in Towson. The victim was taken to a hospital after being struck by a car in the 6400 block of York Road. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cold start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 20s. As we head toward the afternoon, not as windy today. A mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 30s. Going to be cold for your New Year's Eve celebrations tonight and then staying cold on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Gribben Wealth Management.
Nothing like hearing the big booming voice of Mike Tomlin breaking down the Ravens, especially when he's talking about Baltimore's smash mouth run game.
It's obvious that, you know, the rubber's meeting the road, not only for us, but for others. And we have intimate knowledge of opponents. The way that we do Baltimore, you really see, you know, some of their go-tos when things get thick. Just looking at the Green Bay game, for example, it's obvious, man, when things get thick, man, they play behind their big runner and the people that go with him on offense. 42, the big lead back, and 88, the base tight end.
Talking about Patrick Ricard and Charlie Kohler, of course. But John Harbaugh says the sledding is going to be a lot tougher against the Pittsburgh defense.
But really, I mean, it's a new challenge this week because these guys on the edge are really good. I mean, these outside backers that we're about to go against in Pittsburgh, we know them well. We play them a lot. They know how to get off blocks.
Ravens ran for over 300 yards against the Packers on Saturday night, but the Steelers held Derrick Henry to just 94 yards on 25 carries 4 weeks ago. And a scheduling note related to the Ravens game on Sunday night, the Baltimore Blast will play Utica Football Club Sunday now at 1 p.m. The game was originally scheduled for 3 p.m., but because of the 8:20 start, the Blast want their fans to be able to get back home in time. College football, Navy concludes its season in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl in Memphis on Friday against the Cincinnati Bearcats. Kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Navy superstar quarterback Blake Horvath on what this season has meant to him.
Overall, just how proud I am of the guys to you know, battle through all that and come back and, you know, be the first team to have back-to-back 10-win seasons in a year is incredible. And so I think that's it, you know, just to be a part of a historic team like this and, you know, be able to be here and cap it off hopefully with another victory.
The senior co-captain has accounted for over 2,500 yards this season and 25 touchdowns. Pitchers and catchers report, can you believe this, in 43 days to Sarasota, and newly re-signed Zach Eflin will be among them, feeling that he has a new lease on life after his back surgery.
Aside from being able to physically play the game of baseball pain-free, like just the everyday, day-to-day life has been so much better. It was to a point where I couldn't necessarily pick up my kids. I couldn't play with them on the ground. And I was kind of in a dark spot, and to kind of go through that process, get it cleaned up, get it taken out, and to feel like a completely different person. It's, you know, aside from baseball, like just enjoying like the quality of life aspect of it.
The right-hander with a career mark of 68 and 67. He's 11 and 7 over parts of two seasons with the Orioles. Other sports news, Philip Rivers' comeback story is over as the Colts plan to start rookie quarterback Riley Leonard this weekend. Nuggets superstar Nikola Jokic avoided serious injury to his knee, but he'll still miss at least 4 weeks. And in the Premier League, league-leading Arsenal notched what may be their best win of the season over Aston Villa 4-1 was the final. And finally, a name that most of you are probably not familiar with, but nevertheless is a mover and shaker in the Maryland sports world, is out of a job. The Maryland Stadium Authority, which oversees the Maryland Sports Commission, has announced that Executive Director Terry Hasseltine no longer works for the commission or the authority. The spokesperson called the circumstances of his departure a personnel matter. Hasseltine had worked for the Stadium Authority for 17 years and was credited with, among other things, the multi-year agreement that brought the Army-Navy game to M&T Bank Stadium earlier this month and to Northwest Stadium in Landover back in 2024. He's also credited with bringing the BMW Championship to Kays Valley and has kept the Preakness in Maryland. The time now is 7:37 when we return Moments to Remember from 2025.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
You know, Nino, just looking back on 2025, we only have a couple more sportscasts left together here this year. There were many disappointing moments from 2025, starting in January with Mark Andrews' drop in Buffalo that ended the Ravens season. And then, of course, on to the Orioles season, which was disappointing. The Ravens season at least being disappointing so far to date, okay? But there were some good memories. And the one that sticks out to me was back in March, the 2025 NCAA basketball tournament, Maryland playing Colorado
Colorado State.
Was that the buzzer beater?
That was the buzzer beater. And I just want to play you, because I just get a big kick out of this. I just want to play you the exchange after the game between Andy Katz, the reporter, and Derek Queen, the buzzer beater, on what happened in that final moment and why.
There was a timeout. You said, I'm not going to say the full thing, but you said, get me the ball when he came out of the timeout. Where does that confidence come from?
I mean, so I think I'm from Baltimore. That's why.
For some reason, on the national stage, when Derek Queen said, I'm from Baltimore, that just got me. You know, that was like a moment in time that I don't think Baltimore fans will ever forget. That was a great moment in Baltimore sports for 2025. Yeah, I
mean, that young player is probably... that shot a million times in the courts in the neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And then came to fruition there for him.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
As you say, I think he's originally from Randallstown, but he went to school in East Baltimore, and you're absolutely right. Yep. He had played that moment over and over and over again in his life.
Yeah, we all did it as kids. He was just fortunate enough to be on the big stage and execute it, which is amazing. And it reminded me, this isn't local, but I want to make a sports highlight, because, I mean, I periodically more socially watch the sports, and I'm not always tuned in, but I've never seen a baseball game like that game 7 of the World Series.
Oh,
that sticks out for me.
Terrific.
As the sports moment of the year, probably from in my lens of the, I can't remember. I'd have to really sit there and think what else happened sports wise. But watching a game 7 of the World Series, bottom of the 9th, 2 outs, and the guy hits a long ball, and they bump into each other, and he catches it. It was just on top of the play by the second baseman, just a half a foot,
right,
that saves him. The home
less.
Run to tie it in the top of the 9th. It was just unbelievable. I would say that's the American probably sports moment of the year that I can recall.
Yeah, and even back to the NLCS, if you remember, it was Philly and LA in the NLCS. The deciding play in the final game was the play at the plate, the comebacker to the mound where the pitcher, all he had to do was go to first base, but he decided to go home with it, and the LA Dodgers slid underneath the tag for the score, and that sent the Dodgers to the World Series. So,
such a fair weather fan. I only really watched Game 7 of the World Series, but that It was exciting.
Out of all the games,
I waited till the very end.
Okay.
Now, great moments, and I remember when that what was his name, the Maryland Terp, and I
Queen,
remember
Derek Queen.
Yeah, I remember him saying that it was a great moment for Baltimore.
Who, by the way, has had a great rookie season for the Pelicans. The Pelicans are one of the worst teams in the NBA, but Derek Queen's having a terrific year. He's showing them that he can do it.
Good to hear. Well, thank you, Gary. Thanks for we'll catch up with you in a bit, and for now we will go back to the calls and check in with Barbara in Baltimore. More. Good morning. Happy New Year, Barbara.
Good morning, Nina, and Happy New Year to you as well. I was listening to you yesterday. You were on yesterday as well.
Yes, I was.
Talking about, there was someone on, I'll just get right to the point of what I want to talk about today, because you talked about waste, fraud, and abuse. And what has come to my attention I'm in the tax business, so I get people who call me about tax questions all the time. The state of Maryland unemployment is attempting to claw back legitimate COVID funds from citizens. People are getting bills of $40,000, $50,000 that they want back. Is this an attempt to maybe claw back to cover up for some of their fraud? Are they trying to go after people for payments that were made in 2021 and 2022 for unemployment? Are you aware of that?
I am not aware of that. This is the first time it's being brought to my attention here. So you're saying some of the clients you work with, they're trying to claw back thousands from their...
Yes, I'm getting calls about it because they were, you know, we were locked on lockdown. And, of course, a lot of people who had jobs, they applied for the unemployment because a lot of places were closed. Remember, we were the only essential only people for, a year and a half, 2 years. So now people are getting bills, and they're calling and asking about it because even though some of the federal wasn't taxable, the state was. So they have legitimate tax concerns because they have paid taxes on that money. But when I hear about all this fraud and all of the waste that's going on, and we know that this city, this state is full of illegals. I mean, they're all over Maryland, and we have been paying for that. So they're running out of money, aren't they? I mean, we're in a deficit. And I'm just wondering, I just thought, is this one of the reasons why? They're trying to get money from people, working people, they're trying to claw back some of what to cover up what they've done.
It's well, Barbara, that's an interesting point. I appreciate your call. Whether or not they're, I will have to dig into this, Barbara. I'll just have to see what I can find out. I can't give you off the top of my head a definitive answer to that. But for now, I can give you the Fox Baltimore winter weather update. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s. Not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve, cold and staying cold through tomorrow. So, Michelle, we're going to play Choose Your Shocking News, I think, in a minute here. Yeah, we are. So 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, playing Choose Your Shocking News. We'll give it a couple seconds here for a caller. But again, 410-922-6680. I need a contestant. The first caller gets a chance to win WCBM merchandise. So call now. We'll give you a minute or two. And while we wait, I want to go back. Actually, if Maggie Hunter can hear us, if she wants to play, come on in the studio. But I want to go back to some of the... Do we have a caller, or is this for Choose Your Shock News? I was talking a little bit before the break about President Trump, and I'll revisit this and just right after we play, play the game here. But I'll revisit just how some of his victories, absolute incredible what difference a president can make. When you have somebody who's willing to put the American people first, who's willing to prioritize your pocketbook, prioritize public safety, the border, national security, all these things. But let's go now. We have Gary in Sparks who wants to play Choose Your Fake News. I keep saying shocking news. Gary, first of all, where are you in Sparks? I love Sparks. I'm not far off. Probably one of your neighbors somewhere.
You are one of my neighbors. I live off Loveson Farm.
There you go. God bless you. Well, Gary, happy New Year.
My wife said hello to you the other day.
Oh, yeah. Was she walking the dog?
Yeah.
That's great. Love it. Love it. That was very nice of her because I never met the woman, I don't think. And then she said, keep it up the fight. I appreciate it. I remember exactly what you're talking about. That's great. Well, thank you for calling in, Gary. Do you want to go first, second, or last?
I like to go first.
All right. Then Maggie Hunter is in. She's going to join us. Michelle, you're playing then. Okay. Oh, we can't hear you there. All right. So first story, story number one. And, of course, choose the story that is not true. Here, New York Police Chief Jessica Tisch confirms she is stepping down as the chief of the NYPD at the end of December. And her farewell speech has become national news after she publicly rebuked her critics with a profanity-laced, tirade, basically, defending her record amid high-stakes federal probes that she's under investigation. Two investigations, one by the U.S. DOJ, another by the House Oversight Committee, examining whether Tisch pressured commanders to manipulate crime stats. As her at her departure ceremony, she forcibly denied accusations of data manipulation and said, quote, never would I compromise my integrity for a few crime numbers, before telling critics, F you. And then adding that she forgives them. So there you go. Story number two, U.S. Rep. Sheila Sherfalis McCormick reiterated her innocence Monday outside of a Miami federal courthouse where she faces charges of conspiring to steal $5 million in federal COVID-19 disaster funds. That a corrupt politician, Gary, I should just scratch that off as being true. But story number three, a new law requiring guns to be locked up in Illinois homes and mandating lost or stolen firearms be reported within 48 hours takes effect January 1st, 2026. So story number one, is it Jessica Tisch, the New York police chief, stepping down amid these high-profile investigations and her tirade? Is it the corrupt story number two, corrupt representative in Florida conspiring to steal $5 million of COVID funds? Or is it story number three, the new law requiring guns to be locked up in Illinois homes and mandating lost or stolen firearms be reported within 48 hours? So you wanted to go number first, right, Gary?
Yeah, it's number one. I think it's I think it was the Washington D.C. police chief, not the New York.
Gary goes with number one, and Maggie.
I was going to go with number one as well.
And Michelle.
I'll go with number one as well.
Gary, well said, because I'm just going to go right to it. Number one was the DEI hire. I forget her name, but the member that the police chief. Is that's not such a sign of a DEI hire. She gets caught. Yes, Jessica Tisch is NYPD. It was in Washington, D.C. What is her name? I had it here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Police Chief Pamela Smith. So she gets, it looks as she's fudging the numbers to make crime, the numbers look a lot better than they are. She's now under investigation. She was only in there for maybe a year and a half. And she's basically having to be pushed out. And what is her response? F you all. So there you go. There you have it. That's what D.C. And you wonder why crime.
What a leader.
What a leader. You wonder why President Trump had to come in and clean up the mess there. So, Gary, thank you for playing. Hold on the line here. You're a winner. I think Michelle's going to make sure she gets all your information. Happy New Year, my friend. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company, WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. 410-922-6680 is the calling number if you have a take on any of the issues of the day. Coming up next hour, man, I have this, perhaps the most racist, maybe one of the most racist human beings in America. And go figure, she's an immigrant. Just like Ilhan Omar, she hates this country and she hates white people. But this clip that I came across, you've never heard anything like it. I'm going to get to that. We have Mayor Jake Frey, more on Minneapolis, or I'm sorry, more on Minnesota. He is the mayor of Minneapolis. Lots more to get to today, and I'm going to go back in just a minute to what I was discussing about the difference that a president makes when President Trump came in 2025. But before we do that, let's check in with our Fox Baltimore weather update. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s. Not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s. Tonight, your New Year's Eve celebration. Cold and staying cold through tomorrow. That is the Fox Baltimore weather update. But I did get an email in here. This person emailed yesterday. There's no name, but this is a good email here. Dad returned from the war and opened his business in the city. I worked the shop and inherited it. We were there for 70 years. Hundreds of young people worked their first jobs there. Then the community tore up the streets. The police did nothing as the neighbors looted, smashed, and destroyed my livelihood. I took the insurance money proceeds from property liquidation and a broken heart and retired across the line to the Mason side. I walk, garden, play chess and ukulele. My only connection to Baltimore, AM radio programs. I think few Marylanders imagine how good life can be. Peace be upon you. Peace on your governor, too. Thank you for the email. All right, so President Trump comes in, changes things on day one. He declares, I went through a list so far, and to add a few more, he declared fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction, triggering a new federal authority and aggressive enforcement posture that really, that's what we've been begging for, if you think about it. I mean, the opioid crisis, the drugs, fentanyl, all, I mean, it's just, should have never been allowed to get to this point. Thousands and thousands of Americans dead as a result of that poison. Illegal crossings fell sharply as enforcement rose and federal agencies finally coordinated with some state governments instead of suing them. I mean, Maryland, though, I said it earlier, 287G, they don't want to work. They don't want the resources to help fight this problem. When social policy legislation restricting taxpayer-funded gender transition procedures for minors passed the House, reflecting the views of parents nationwide who want schools and hospitals focused on education and health, not ideology. By the way, Maryland, you pay for it. Yes, your tax dollars pay for the gender transitions. You wonder why we're going bankrupt in this damn state. At long last, Washington actually remembered who it worked for here. The most remarkable difference between the Biden era and now, really, it's psychological, the hopelessness that characterized Biden's America. You had high prices, high crime, endless foreign entanglements, cultural confusion. It's all, well, it's been replaced by something rare here, which is confidence. The feeling that someone finally in the driver's seat who knows where he's going, and it's what a difference a president makes. Now, we always want more. I get it. We absolutely want more. For starters, we want to see prosecutions for all involved in these Somali fraud rings in Minnesota. We want to see, just like we saw, I mean, how they treated President Trump and the Republican or some of his supporters, we want to make sure that justice is being served. I talk about what a difference leadership makes. I went over on Monday, Mondami, for example, the New York soon-to-be mayor, I believe he takes over tomorrow. This was back to our caller. We had a caller, and then even the email I just read, I mean, Marylanders have to imagine how good life can be, is what the emailer said. And that's right. And politicians. And the direction that a state or a country goes depends on its leadership. It depends on the policies. And here is another example. So I did the video on Monday, the first hire, basically the first major hire for Mondami, the mayor of New York, was a lesbian woman to be the chief of the fire department, and she's never fought a fire in her life. I wish her well. I hope she does a great job. But you have to ask yourself whether it's a DEI hire or not, filling a quota. Now, one of his next moves, do we have Mondami? Let's play the Mondami cut here real quick.
I'm delighted to announce that I am naming Ramzi Kasim as chief counsel. Rumsey will be joining the administration from CUNY, where he serves as a professor of law. Government service is no novel concept for Rumsey, who served as a senior policy advisor for President Biden from 2022 to 2024, and has deep experience arguing in court, including before the Supreme Court. I will turn to Rumsey for his remarkable experience and his commitment to defending those too often abandoned by our legal system. City Hall will be stronger with him in it, and our work of building a more prosperous city for all will have a powerful advocate. My sincere hope is that New Yorkers who have long felt on the margins of this city, the homeless veteran straining to survive, the patient searching for the care that they need, an immigrant trying to get by, will feel that they now have leaders in their corner who understand their struggles and care to fight for them.
Okay, so the guy fighting for him, who is he? Well, this Ramzi Qasem, who was he fighting for? Well, he was defending al-Qaeda terrorists. Yes, Ahmed al-Darbi. He defended Ahmed al-Darbi in court. We almost forget that this is the same New York that only a mere, 24 years ago was attacked by these same type of terrorists that brought down the World Trade Centers. Now you fast forward, and we have a guy that's hiring attorneys to be his right-hand man who is defending al-Qaeda terrorists. That's what you get when you elect socialist radicals like Mondami. Nina Mangione filling in. You are listening to Casey and Company. We'll be back. Lots to get to for an exciting last hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, here it comes. 2026 is on the way, already having arrived in Auckland, New Zealand, among other places. In New York City, the new year will be celebrated with the traditional Times Square ball drop, which has spawned a flock of imitators of various stripes.
Unique local items, including food, are among the ways Americans will welcome in 2026 from sea to shining sea. As a sample, there's a chili pepper drop in Las Cruces, New Mexico, a cheese wedge drop in Plymouth, Wisconsin, a conch shell drop in Key West, Florida, and a moon pie drop in Mobile, Alabama. All are a nod to the high-profile festivities in New York City's Times Square, whose tradition dates back to 1907, whose ball becomes more and more sophisticated with technology every new year. George Williams, Washington.
Federal child care funding to Minnesota is being frozen amid allegations of fraud. Deputy HHS Secretary Jim O'Neill vows no more abuse of taxpayer dollars anywhere.
I've activated our Defend the Spend system for all ACF child care payments across America. Starting today, we require a justification receipt or photo evidence before we make a payment.
And the investigation of suspect Minnesota child care facilities is intensifying.
I've just signed and sent a demand letter to Governor Walz. I required a full 360 review of these centers. This includes attendance records, licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections.
He says fraudsters should expect to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. A day's outing turned deadly on Southern California's Mount Baldy. One hiker died after falling about 500 feet. During the search and rescue operation, crews discovered the bodies of two other deceased hikers as well. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far this morning. Dow futures down 33, NASDAQ futures off 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cold start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 20s. As we head toward the afternoon, not as windy today. A mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 30s. Going to be cold for your New Year's Eve celebrations tonight and then staying cold on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Edgemere, 29 in Joppatown at 8:03. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An earlier crash, multi-vehicle crash on northbound 95 at the Chesico Overpass has three lanes blocked. Baltimore County Police have arrested a driver involved in a deadly pedestrian crash in Towson. The 21-year-old faces charges that include negligent manslaughter. The accident happened on November 12th along Towsontown Boulevard when a car struck Jordan Sachs, who was walking his dog. He was taken to a hospital where he died, and his dog died at a nearby animal hospital. Howard County Police say three suspects have been charged in connection with a series of vehicle break-ins. Investigators believe the 16, 18, and 19-year-olds from Baltimore may have targeted as many as 50 vehicles in Ellicott City and Columbia on Christmas Eve. Police spotted the suspects in a stolen vehicle on Route 100, and they bailed out of the car and fled on foot. Police used a drone with a thermal camera to track the suspects into a wooded area, and they were taken into custody. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 982, the pick 4, 0350. 8:04 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The biggest concern perhaps right now in Baltimore is the status of Lamar. Need in the back against New England, out of the lineup in Green Bay. Question mark for Sunday night. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin was asked about the difference in preparing for Snoop Hundley vis-a-vis Lamar.
I think there's certainly some things that are exclusive to Lamar, and that's not taking anything away from Hundley. It's just certain things that are Lamar and no other human on the planet. But largely, I think they play to a certain personality regardless of who's at quarterback, and I think that was on display a week ago.
For his part, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says there's no quarterback controversy in Baltimore.
No, I think the fact that we have a lot of confidence in Tyler is a real big positive, a real plus, but it doesn't factor into whether Lamar plays. If Lamar's ready to go, he's playing. That's it.
Kickers may play a big factor Sunday night as well. Ravens rookie Tyler Loop has made all 28 of his field goals inside 50 yards this season, but is just 1-for-4 from 50-plus and has never attempted a real pressure kick all season. Steelers veteran Chris Boswell, one of the best in the game over the previous 2 years, has missed 5 field goals this year, including from 37 2 weeks ago at Detroit and a crucial 54-yard miss against the Browns last week. Game time temperature, by the way, on Sunday night in Pittsburgh expected to be 28 degrees. Winds out of the northwest, not a factor, at just 1 mile per hour. Coming up in 30 minutes, a special Ravens-Steelers montage and a special moment for Sam Basayo. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. You are listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. You can email in am680@wcbm.com, and you can access the text line through the WCBM app on your cell. So, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you have a great evening tonight. If you're going out and about, be safe. If you're staying in, stay, well, I was going to say if you're going out, stay warm. But if you're staying in, enjoy yourself. Hope you're with friends and family and get to ring in the new year. So, this next one, you're not going to believe it. I mean, I came across this video this morning. I could not believe what I was hearing. And I'm sure none of you have ever heard of this woman. However, this is an important story because it's happening all over the country. In many cases, it's tax funded. And you have anti-white racism causing a divide being funded by the tax dollars. In this case, the woman's name is Gail M. Ferguson. Now, if the three letters ever meant so little, PhD, in this case, she is a professor at the Institute of Child Development at the University of Minnesota, where she directs the Culture and Family Life Lab. Her research apparently centers on how modern globalization and cultural influence through media and technology affect youth identity, family dynamics, cultural socialization, and health, particularly among immigrant, refugee, and multicultural families. I mean, is it too much, number one, to ask immigrants or refugees or multicultural families to just try to be American, try to speak English? Try to assimilate, try to add things. But anyway, key focuses in her area of expertise, apparently, are remote acculturation and Americanization, whatever that means, of non-U.S. and immigrant youth, cultural identity and resilience in diverse, especially black immigrant populations, promoting healthy behaviors in multicultural families. But here's the big one. Anti-racism and whiteness socialization. Example, how white parents talk about race. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, this woman is really a professional grifter. And in this case, your politicians, well, not necessarily just politicians, but in this case, Minnesota, I mean, she's, what a winner. They've been bang up job in the last couple days with what's coming out of that state. But this is a case where politicians and liberal academia, which is funded, and we fund our institutions significantly throughout the country and the state of Maryland, and some of it's good, obviously, but in this case, the moment, if we had a real state government, if I was in charge and I was in Minnesota and I was in a position of power, I would bring her in front of a committee,
And I would like to explain what the hell this is all about, which you're about to hear in a moment. And then I would use every last bit of my being to have her immediately fired. But this is all, again, compliments of tax dollars in the state of Minnesota. And what a world where you pay someone large sums of money to dump on you. And she holds a PhD, psychology, Bowling Green State University, Williams College. She has a degree, postdoctoral training at the University of Rochester. She was faculty at University of Illinois Urbana Campaign. Listen to this. 2022 shows you how worthless some of these different charities are, where she received a grant, $600,000 from the award for the William T. Grant Foundation for research on anti-racist parenting among white mothers. Just hold on for a second here, because this, you're not going to believe it. But we're going to check in with the Fox Baltimore weather update. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s, not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve, well, cold and staying cold through tomorrow. That is the Fox Baltimore weather update. So we do have the America 250 moment. So, you know what? How about, because it's hard to follow up the greatness of this country with our America 250 celebration, then get back into somebody that has no business being in this country. But I hate to do it. The timing just works that way. We're going to check in here now, you know, from the, yeah, we'll just do the 250 real quick, and then we'll get back into this story. So the theme song, let's take a look today at this moment in history, America 250, celebrating the 250th birthday next Independence Day. Let's take a listen to our theme song, being the Star Spangled Banner. Love it, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, right here, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. 1862, December 31st, Lincoln signs the Emancipation Proclamation. It says here, declaring that the enslaved people in the Confederate States would be free as of January 1st, 1863. It was a defining moment in U.S. history and civil rights. 1904, on this date, the first Times Square New Year's Eve celebration hosted, beginning a tradition that would become iconic in American culture. 1935, the Hoover Dam is completed. The Hoover Dam was one of the largest engineering projects of its time, was officially completed, symbolizing American industrial power and innovation during the Great Depression. So that is a look today, this date in history, for America 250, celebrating America's 250th birthday next Independence Day. So, all right. From the greatness of America to the worst that we have to offer. Well, I shouldn't say we have to offer. We have to suffer. We have to endure, because we did not produce this gem of an individual. Unfortunately, we do everything we can in terms of some of these worthless charities by funding this nonsense. $600,000 from the William T. Grant Foundation for research on anti-racist parenting among white mothers. So what are the odds that she actually paid for her education? Wait until you hear this clip. You understand that certain college degrees, in this case, and doctoral degrees, I mean, they're nothing more than framed trash on a wall because it's obvious it represents nothing. Let's play the clip of this racist professor.
We posit that there is a whiteness pandemic behind the racism pandemic, and that this begins in the family system where young children are socialized into the culture of whiteness within white families. Our first recommendation is to remember that the whiteness pandemic is a pandemic. If you were born and raised in the United States, especially in a white family, then you've been raised in the pandemic, and you can play a role in halting and reversing this pandemic. We have two specific recommendations to that end. The first is for white parents to invest time in their own racial identity development through joining an organization like Showing Up for Racial Justice or your local BLM chapter.
The most absurd thing I have ever heard. Folks, can you believe it? Can you believe this? We've got this so-called professor at the University of Minnesota, this Gail Ferguson, this lab funded, again, by tax dollars, actually calling whiteness a pandemic. I mean, that's right, a pandemic. Worse than COVID, basically, she says. I mean, she's claiming that white parents are spreading this culture of whiteness. When it's a pandemic, you're basically saying a deadly culture of whiteness to their own innocent little kids, like it's some kind of virus passed down through the family just because you're white. And remember, we kept hearing COVID is a pandemic. Shut down schools or business or churches. People couldn't even visit dying loved ones. And this academic lowlife compares normal, hardworking white families and their children to a killer virus, like a pandemic that ravaged the world. She's saying parents need to re-educate their kids to escape the so-called whiteness pandemic. Meanwhile, we got real problems in our inner cities, skyrocketing violence, in many cases, mostly young black males involved, families breaking down, no fathers in the home, some real problems, but this professor talks about white pandemic. Nothing about personal responsibility or teaching kids right from wrong, respect, or hard work. No, she's too busy demonizing white people, pushing this divisive nonsense. I'm going to break more of this down in just a minute when we come back. You're listening to Nino Mangione, Casey & Company, WCBM.
Home. It's where we've built our memories, where the photos on the wall tell the story of who we are. Family dinners, holidays, and laughter. No one dreams of leaving that behind. But as we age, things change. Sometimes gradually, sometimes all at once. And the truth is, planning ahead is one of the kindest gifts we can give ourselves and the people we love. That's what Wesley Secure Care is all about. Wesley Secure Care is a Maryland nonprofit organization that provides the unique option of continuing care at home. It's peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be cared for right where you're most comfortable. Here's how it works. You become a member while you're still independent and healthy, and in return, you have a lifelong plan, a plan that guarantees care and support if and when you ever need it, and that happens at home, all guided by a personal care coordinator who knows you, your story, and what matters most to you. It's not just about healthcare, it's about dignity, it's about choice, and it's about being able to surround yourself by what and who you love, without putting the weight of what if on your family's shoulders. Because when life takes a turn, the last thing anyone should have to worry about is, what do we do now? With Wesley Secure Care, that question is already answered. So take the time for yourself, for your family, and for your future. Join us for a free lunch and learn or visit wesleysecurecare.org to learn more about continuing care at home. And give us a call at 410-324-2400. 410-324-2400. And give yourself the gift of peace of mind this year.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Welcome back. Nina Mangione here. Time now for the Fox Baltimore weather update. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s today. Not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun in the highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve, cold and staying cold throughout tomorrow. So we'll return back to the discussion I was having about this incredibly racist woman. All the PhDs, the doctorates, all that nonsense that amounts to nothing in this case because, I mean, here's a woman, instead of putting that education to good use, all she does is she's just busy demonizing white people and pushing the divisiveness, and she's from Jamaica. She is a Jamaican-born, Jamaican-raised immigrant, came here. America gave her a job. Gave her a platform, I'm sure probably citizenship, and this is the theme here, just like Ilhan Omar yesterday on the piece I did, instead of saying thank you, she just bites the hand that feeds it, stirs up hate against the very people who are paying her salary, who built the nation, and this is exactly why we're seeing garbage like reparation studies popping up in Maryland when the Democrats just overrode the veto a couple weeks ago of the governors, creating the commission to study handouts for slavery that ended 160 years ago. Because women like this, individuals like this, are keeping the racial divide alive, folks, pushing the narrative that all it does, it pits one another against each other, when we should be coming together as Americans. This professor, absolutely nothing of substance to offer, no solutions to real crimes or no ideas to lift people, just this hate-filled rhetoric comparing innocent, harmless, law-abiding, in many cases God-fearing white folk, hard-working taxpayers, raising their families. She just compares them to a deadly disease. It's disgusting. It's un-American. Fire her. We know that won't happen. Hell, she's being funded. I mean, defund this radical lab that she were, whatever the name she had for it. Nobody should take her serious. Nobody should take her classes. It's disgraceful. Have you ever heard anything like that? I mean, she is the problem. She's not the solution. What she's studying, her research, is not the solution. It is the problem. It is gasoline on a fire. And if she believes this and has this hate towards white people, maybe she should go back to where she came from. She comes from Jamaica, as I said. And if you look at Jamaica, hey, lady, you want to demonize all the white people in this country and white moms, white dads, white families. Well, instead of demonizing white Americans, maybe you should look into going to back to Jamaica, where the homicide rate consistently ranks among the world's highest. Hundreds of active gangs there, tied to extortion and drug trafficking and tied to politics. I mean, gangs there where they demand payments from the small businesses and they extort construction sites and street vendors even, and you have corruption and even amongst their police and their national police. I mean, all types of problems. We have them here, too. Don't get me wrong. But she's basically saying the problem here is white people. White people are a pandemic. High youth unemployment in Jamaica. Does she want to come up with studies on how to help that? The high poverty rate? No, the problem in the world is white people in America. I mean, this lady comes here and goes after white. Won't do a thing to help the country she came from. Goes after little Susie, little Tommy, five-year-old kids in kindergarten are racist just because they're white. The white pandemic. The parents are white. You, lady, are the pandemic. You are part of the grift. You have a doctorate in grifting. It's pretty impressive, actually. People are tired of this. They're tired of this garbage. And when you hear these viral clips about whiteness pandemic talk, I mean, seriously, calling whiteness a disease and saying you have to, urging kids and parents to join Black Lives Matter in order to fix things. I mean, this is why some of these doctorates aren't worth the paper they're printed on. This is why the racial divide continues to get worse. This is why there's no real progress. It's a racket, by the way. And it's a shame. Because this lady is prompt up as if she's this special figure. I mean, again, PhDs and doctorates and getting grants for all her great work. So to somebody that doesn't have the ability to use logic and reasoning and realize how horrible she's being, she's propped up as this academic brainiac who's doing such a service for society when all she is tearing society apart. And my God, there's thousands of people just like her in academia. And it's exactly why we have mayors like this guy. Do we have this clip from Jake Frey? Let's play Jake Frey. Listen to this one.
Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Somalia Igea!
All right, that's... I mean, take a look at this guy. That right there, I was saying, is that the mayor of Mogadishu? No, that is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jake Frey. Spineless, beta mayor of Minneapolis. Same weasel who had those fake tears at the George Floyd funeral. Remember that? I'll get to that in a second. But let's check in with Maggie Hunter and the local news update.
Thanks. Good morning. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says new automated speed cameras will soon be in place around two school zones. On or about Monday, January 5th, cameras will be in place around Walter P. Carter Elementary Middle School and Lois T. Murray Elementary School on Argonne Drive. Cameras will also be set up around Johnson Square Elementary School on Harford Road. The school zone speed cameras will operate Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. throughout the year. Maryland is the nation's fifth most expensive state for household bills. According to online bill paying platform Doxo, the state's median cost for a mortgage is just over $1,950. Renters average close to $1,700 a month. Cable and internet costs are around $125, and electricity averages $150. California has the costliest bills, followed by Hawaii, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. The least expensive states for household bills include West Virginia, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Thousands of revelers are expected to ring in 2026 at the Inner Harbor tonight. The New Year's Eve Spectacular will feature fireworks, entertainment, vendors, ice skating, and family-friendly programming, with the festivities starting at 6 and continuing through the midnight fireworks show. The police department in downtown Baltimore says proactive measures will be in place to ensure the safety of residents and visitors. The BPD will be working with federal, state, and local law enforcement partners on public safety efforts, including increased patrols and a visible police presence in areas where large crowds will gather. And road closures and parking restrictions will be in place around the Inner Harbor for tonight's New Year's Eve festivities. Commercial vehicles and tanker trailers will be restricted from the Inner Harbor area from 4 until 3 a.m. Wednesday morning. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We are grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore's.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
They got me. 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cold start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 20s. As we head toward the afternoon, not as windy today. A mix of clouds and sun and highs in the upper 30s. Going to be cold for your New Year's Eve celebrations tonight and then staying cold on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, it is that time, our final morning show sports report of the year. And we can't think of a better way to get you set for Ravens-Steelers AFC North Championship Week than with this Ravens-Steelers montage from over the years. Some of the voices you'll hear, Ray Lewis, Ben Roethlisberger, Terrell Suggs. It's about a minute, so stay with it. But trust me, you're going to love it.
Oh, talking about somebody I don't like. Oh, boy.
Am I sitting here?
It's fake money.
You can't tell the story of us
without them.
There's a general, respectful hate between the two cities and two teams.
I like nothing about Pittsburgh.
The most physical win.
Oh, they don't like that.
I remember breaking my nose in a game, never missing a play because I didn't want to ever miss.
There it goes.
Opportunity to go out and play against those guys.
There's some hitting, there's some jaw, and this showdown for first in the AFC North.
How you gonna step down here, Mr. Mouth?
We want to do things to them that just doesn't last on the football field, but lasts a lifetime.
That's the win championship!
You go out there today, know the blood, the sweat, the tears have been poured out by people before you that have battled these guys over and over.
The door is locked. The key is thrown away. We will punish you.
And a huge hit.
Ray, I love you, brother. This time, it's time for us to come out on top.
Ben Roethlisberger, unbelievable play.
I'm telling you, Ben, today is the Ravens.
Touchdown, Ravens!
I know the game might change, but it's one thing that never changed. The Ravens still is dance. Somebody got to pay the price.
Watching that video with it brings chills. Impossible finishes. You got the Santonio Holmes catch, the Heath Miller stretch, Torrey Smith in the end zone with just seconds to play in the playoff game, Roethlisberger smashed by Suggs, Bart Scott, Ardarius Washington forcing the Russell Wilson fumble, Polamalu picking off Flacco, returning it for a score, the King stiff-arming Minkah Fitzpatrick, TJ Houshmandzadeh, remember this one, dropping the fourth down pass in the playoffs, Antonio Brown beating Lardarius Webb down the sideline. When you sit for a minute and you think about it and you go over it in your mind, this rivalry, this passion between these two teams, football brothers, Jacob and Esau, if you will, it may not be the longest rivalry in football, but it just may be the best. Sunday night, 8:20 in Pittsburgh for the AFC North. Other great moments this year in Baltimore sports. We've already documented the Derek Queen from Baltimore. That's why. How about this one for Orioles rookie Sam Basayo and his great moment on September 5th in a 1-1 tie with the Dodgers at Camden Yards.
High fly ball, deep right field,
and out!
Ball flies in the air! There's your one good swing! Samuel Basayo's first home run at Camden Yards is a game winner!
Do it, kid! There's your one good swing!
Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald had the call. What a great moment that night in front of 40,000 plus at Camden Yards. And finally, on this date in football history, we take you back 58 years to the day. December 31, 1967, the coldest game ever played in NFL history, the legendary Ice Bowl Championship game in Green Bay. Packers and Cowboys, temperature at kickoff minus 13 degrees, and it came down to this. Well, we don't have it, unfortunately, but it did come down to the play where Green Bay's Bart Starr rushes over right guard Jerry Kramer and into the end zone, a one-yard score. The Packers beat the Cowboys 21-17. The time now is 8:37. When we return, thank you for a great year.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Well, Nino, this is our first live, our last live sportscast on the morning show for 2025. I know you and I haven't worked together all that much, but I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank Sean Casey and everybody involved here at WCBM in the morning show for having me do the sports all year. It's been a pleasure. I hope the fans have enjoyed it. I know that I have, and I just hope that 2026 will be even greater.
No, thank you very much, Gary. Great job, as always, and I wish you and your family a happy new year and look forward to many, many, many more sports reports. And hopefully you'll be coming in Monday with a bright and early report on how the Ravens eked out a late victory in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, late is the key word there.
I was
going to
say, when's it start? The kickoff is...
Well, kickoff's at 8:20. I probably won't get done with, you know, the things that I need to do for the next day until like 1 o'clock in the morning, but that's fine. That's no problem. I just, you know, it's funny. I like John Harbaugh's comment, just a real quick thing. You know, he earlier in the week, he said, you know, there are different paths in football as there are in life, and, you know, this is the path of the Ravens in 2025. We don't know yet, you know, how it's going to end. That's still TBD. Okay, there's still a chance.
And I'll say this. I mean, they were expected to be a contender. And sometimes this is how you rather the season go.
Right, adversity.
You need the adversity. You are learning each week how what you screwed up on, basically. How come you didn't pull out that late win? What did the coach need to do? You know, Henry, you think John Harbaugh is not going to put Henry in after 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody's continuously learning at that level of play, and just like we're learning on the radio. I mean, Monday, I feel a hell of a lot more comfortable now behind the mic than I did on Monday, just two or three shows, you know? So the point is, maybe this is the direction the season needs to go, yeah. Or needed to go. Yeah. A little bumpy ride along the way. Next thing you know, you find a groove. I mean, that Green Bay game, that's a hell of a momentum builder going into this week. And this is basically a playoff game, obviously. And then you go into the playoffs, anything can happen if they get this win.
I mean, if you remember back in 2012 when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, remember the Denver game at home. Flacco had thrown the pick six to Denver. Remember the image of him with face down in the dirt at M&T Bank Stadium? We thought the season was over. The Ravens were terrible. They picked themselves up off of that and then defeated who? Peyton Manning, yeah. Andrew Luck, and Tom Brady in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. So you never know.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday night.
Nino, thank you so much. I appreciate
you
and have a great Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year as well. Well, thank you, Gary. We'll get right into the phone lines here and go to Kevin calling in from San Diego. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So, listen, today's my last official day as a federal employee. And the end of a career that started in various organizations, including 25 years in the U.S. Army and all kinds of other stuff back in 1973.
God bless you, Kevin. Congratulations, and thank you for your service. But go ahead.
Well, I say this because I have a perspective that, you know, I have seen the world for a long time and in the workplace constantly. So, my last here, 13 years was in the federal government, and then, of course, under the Biden administration, where, you know, they did studies on racism in the federal government, and the standard of all of the surveys was, do you feel that whatever just happened to you in an interaction with anybody or anything was based on racism. Well, of course, and people who have been told all their lives about white racism, of course, they interpret the world around them that way. They see it, and they see it because it's to their advantage. And this whole thing with reparations, this is just one more incentive to be racist, because it's going to be, they think it's going to be a big payout. Now, Nino, you and I both know how the Democratic Party works and has for a long time. They promise the world, and when have they ever delivered to their constituents? When? Never. So they'll never really be reparations. They'll talk about it, they'll hold that carrot out, and all these people will stay on that plantation and continuing to support because they think there's a payday. And it's never going to happen, or if it does, it's going to be so little. And then when it is so little, what's it going to be? It ain't going to be enough, and it's going to be because the white people denied it to them somehow. Back to you.
Kevin, thank you very much for the call. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for your 25 years in the U.S. Army. And your point is so well taken. But it's time now for a Fox Baltimore weather advisory update. Cold starts with temperatures in the 20s, not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun, with the highs only in the 30s. Tonight, your New Year's Eve celebration is going to be cold, and it's going to stay cold through tomorrow. So I want to get back here. Appreciate the call there. I want to touch on... Well, I was playing. Let's play that. Do we have the Jake Frey clip again, this mayor? Listen to what passes as a mayor in an American city now. Play Jake.
Somalia Hanulato! Somalia Hanulato! Somalia Hanulato! Somalia Igea! Somalia Igea! Somalia Igea! Somalia Igea! Amaga Egawa, Jacob Frey, Yarub, Doka Magala down Minneapolis.
Okay, let's turn this guy off. I've had enough. This guy. I mean, again, remember, there was the viral image of him in a mask kneeling down at George Floyd's casket, fake crying. And there he is pandering to the Somali community, turning a city into basically a playground for every radical agenda out there. And, you know, him and the disaster of a governor, Tim Walz, they need to be questioned on this Somali grift racket that went on. And, you know, whatever, and looked into something with the shady deals that's happening, that took place there. I'm not saying they're guilty. I'm just simply saying that they're connected to it by default. And actually, a clip, I don't have it with me, but there were some ties between Ellison, the attorney general out there, and some of the bad actors here, Ilhan Omar and some of the bad actors. You had ties with Walz and some of the bad actors. And again, I'm not saying that they financially benefit. I have no idea. All I know is these people have sat there in these positions of power where this corruption is happening in the communities. I mean, here's a guy, I don't even know, does Jacob Frey even speak English? I mean, buddy, you're supposed to be an American mayor. Start acting like one. Enough of the virtue signaling circus going on here. But here's a fascinating clip of a Minnesota Republican lawmaker. Now, this is in regards to Tim Walz. Again, I'm not going to sit here on the radio and say I know these people are guilty, because I do not know. I just wanted that out there. I'm not going to have a situation where I said something that was not proven. But they're people that run in their circles. Well, what did they know? What did they know? Because here, according to an interview of a Republican lawmaker on Fox News, there is a number of credible whistleblowers who have come forward In her words, proving Tim Walz and his team may have threatened them with accusations of racism and Islamophobia if they exposed the Somali fraud. She says there are dozens of credible whistleblower reports saying that that is exactly what happened. Let's play state Republican lawmaker in Minnesota, Representative Kristen Robbins.
Absolutely. We have dozens of credible whistleblower reports saying that exact same thing, that people were told not to say anything because they'd be called racist or Islamophobic or it would hurt the state. And so people tried to come forward but were shut down. And that protection of a particular community is what really allowed this fraud to flourish in Minnesota for years. But we have said very publicly that, yes, the bulk of the fraud we've discovered so far is in the Somali community, but some of our best whistleblowers are also in the Somali community. And it's really important that we get to the truth of this issue. And so by failing to call it out, we allowed it to continue. And that has hurt Minnesotans tremendously, taxpayers and our vulnerable citizens.
Well, that's one of the first things Walz said, is start playing the white supremacy card. Walz, thank God this guy was never the vice president. But from bad news to good news, it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day. Michelle, hit it.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, the feel-good news segment of the day is brought to you by Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Be sure to check them out. Today's story, Callie, a five-year-old rescue dog. Everybody loves their dogs, right? Spent nearly 800 days waiting to be adopted after being rescued from a Los Angeles shelter in 2023. Although all 11 of her puppies were quickly adopted, Callie struggled to find a home due to her shyness around new people. Well, during her long stay, she became a beloved part of the Wags and Walks rescue team. After 798 days, Callie was finally adopted by Crystal, who discovered her through social media while grieving the loss of her previous dog. Crystal felt an immediate connection, describing the adoption as, quote, meant to be, and brought Callie home, where she now has the patience, love, and stability she needed to thrive. So that is our feel-good news story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance in Owings Mills.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here. About 9 more minutes, last show of the year, filling in for Casey and company. Sean Casey back on Monday. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm just trying to see if I have time, to cover any more stories before I get to a piece from the Washington Times that highlights some of the top, 13 good things from 2025. And then I have a couple parting words, so to speak. I think my New Year's resolution is to find a Somali business partner and maybe start some daycares around Maryland. There we go. A get-rich-quick scheme. is part of my New Year's resolution. So if anybody has any business, Somali business partners out there that they've teamed up with to start, I guess, healthcare or daycare centers, let me know. We're all looking to make a few bucks this year. 2026 is going to be a good year. But anyway, you know what? I'm going to just get into it because there is some good things going out there. I tried to find a top 10 list of different stories from the cultural perspective. I should have done sports, but cultural. And some of them, I'm like, does anybody really care that, what's your name? Taylor Swift was getting married was one of them. And there are a couple of things I read. I'm like, I'm not even sure who these people are, what this means. So I'll stick with this list, which is a pretty good one from the Washington Times, because in 2025, significant progress was made across, you know, the economy and technology and global health. And this is based on the reports from the Washington Times and Time, I think, magazine. And there are 13 positive developments from the year. And I'm going to break, or I'm going to list these off in just a second, but I want to give you one last weather update from the Fox Baltimore Winter Weather Advisory update here. Cold start with temperatures in the 20s, not as windy in the afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun with the highs in the 30s. Tonight, New Year's Eve is going to be cold and staying cold through tomorrow. So that is the Fox Baltimore weather update. So, and by the way, every time I looked at something that actually, you know, a top list, the number one most significant, I'm sure, take a wild guess, event of the year really was President Trump's re-election. No surprise. The Pope, an American Pope was another big one. Obviously, turmoil around the world was up there. But this list is a different list. 13 positive developments from the year. The U.S. GDP growth, so the American economy grew at an annualized rate of 4.3% in the third quarter of 2025, significantly exceeding initial forecasts. This is an obvious great thing that has happened. Lower gasoline prices, I mean, we're seeing that right in front of us. That's great news. Renewed emphasis on domestic energy production saw national gas prices drop below $3 per gallon in most states. Here's one, medical breakthroughs. The FDA approved several new gene therapies targeting rare diseases, expanding access to life-saving treatments. God bless the brilliant doctors out there doing such great work. Democratic movements, political shifts in South America, particularly in Venezuela, signaled a potential transition toward democratic governance and the return of millions of displaced citizens. Here's one for you. Agricultural innovation. New drought-resistant crop varieties reached commercial scale, helping to stabilize food supply in regions affected by extreme weather. These people that come up with this stuff are absolutely brilliant. God bless them. I mean, their experiments and their study and their hard work and their determination to figure out solutions to these problems. Here's another one. Wildlife conservation reports indicated a measurable rebound in several endangered species or endangered species populations, including the North Atlantic right whale, due to stricter maritime regulations. Smart home tech. The Dream X50 Ultra, named one of the year's best inventions, revolutionized home maintenance with advanced self-cleaning capabilities for liquid or solid spills. Sports milestones. I mentioned the World Series earlier. Ohtani, this guy's unbelievable. He continued his historic run with the Dodgers, achieving performance statistics not seen in the Major League Baseball since the era of Babe Ruth. True, I've never seen anything like this guy. Of course, he gets paid like it also. I think he made like $80 million or more last year. Outdoor fitness, a massive surge in outdoor fitness activities, walking, running, and hiking, led to increased funding for public parks and recreational spaces. Workplace flexibility. This may or may not be good, but data from 2025 showed that hybrid-first corporate models have stabilized, leading to improved mental health scores for millions of workers. We do need people back in the office so they can support the small businesses around, that's for sure. I mean, President Trump was smart enough to do that in D.C. get people back in the office. But it does make sense to have some type of hybrid for some of these private companies. Clean energy storage, the implementation of large-scale sodium-ion battery plants, provided a more affordable and sustainable alternative to lithium for the electrical grid. Space exploration, International Space Agency successfully tested new habitat modules designed for sustainable long-term lunar residence. And all I can say is this fascinates me. What fascinates me most about these things on this list is such ingenuity behind them. I mean, the exploration, the research, the constant effort of these individuals and these companies and these businesses to learn and problem solve, to build and to create. These are the same people, by the way, that professor dumps on, that Ilhan Omar and many others. They don't ever want to give these people credit. Blanket insults, like calling white people a pandemic. Unbelievable. And these were life-altering discoveries and achievements. And they showed just how remarkable human beings are. And it's amazing to see, because what a lot of this stems from, these findings and these accomplishments, they stem, in many cases, from decades and centuries of the American spirit. Sure, there's influence in some of these from scientists and researchers across the world and businesses across the world. But it's the American spirit, American ingenuity, that has mostly paved the way for a lot of these things. And we should never lose sight of that. We're absolutely blessed to live in this country. And I just want to say, I've been doing some reflecting as we head into another year. You know, I've been at this radio station for a good long time, and you know, I don't know, 15 years or so. And wherever you are in life, you always kind of ask yourself these questions of what if, and or what could have been, should I have done things differently, and you know, is there a new direction, is there another goal? I mean, we all get a little older. My New Year's resolution, I think, stop sweating the small stuff, right? I know it's hard not to get angry at some of the politics, but I want to go into 2026, be more grateful for what I have, not focus on what I don't have. And, you know, I say life is about, really, I'm learning more and more who you're with, far more important than where you are. And you know, it's. I just want to wish everyone a happy new year, a healthy new year, a better new year, a more prosperous year. And I wish you continued success if you're having success. And I hope things get better if you're not. Say hi to your loved ones. Tell them you love them. Happy New Year, everybody.
This is the right choice for Maryland.